machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Have we been conditioned for our entire lives to merely accept what is presented to us without question? Well, yes. The entire system is a self-perpetuating vicious cycle of utter illusion. It's a simulation that we accept as real simply because we've never strayed from the machine for long enough within our own consciousness to recognize a different experiential reality. We've been trained to act as victims of our reality instead of its creators. This needs to stop, or extinction will meet us in space and time, and it won't be much longer. This inverted, distorted, twisted illusion that we are almost forced to accept as true and real is perceptual theater, bad theater. It's a comedic tragedy horror show, a macabre psychodrama, like some sort of dark virtual reality game that we are playing. Those that orchestrate this play of madness from behind the curtain are the psychopaths that pull all the wires. They are the true lunatics of this world, not the ones that question their lunacy as they would have you believe. As for the ones who just blindly agree to this nonsense, accepting abnormality as being normal is a sign of a toxic psyche. It's a sickness of the soul. If that is not healed by the individual, and soon, like yesterday, they will be met with total breakdown. Their world is about to be turned upside down. All of this drama, which has amplified considerably as of late, is designed to distract the mind, to pull the attention away from the self and focus it onto all of the minutiae. It's like one of those interactive plays where the audience takes part in the story, but this is bad theater because the story really sucks and the actors are terrible. You know, if we removed our attention from this bizarre sideshow and focused it into creating a new story, then we would have a chance of setting ourselves free. Distraction, deception, and division are the methods employed to misdirect the attention and draw the awareness away from the self. As long as we are focused completely on the theater, on the external circus carnival, we miss the opportunity to connect with the higher aspects of self, and we are dragged in a downward spiral into the abyss. Detachment from the artificial superimposed reality and the refusal to take the illusion so damn seriously is very freeing and expansive. I'm not suggesting ignoring what moves all around us, but to realize that the movie screen is a reflection of that which is projected onto it. Obviously, then, humanity has some very serious unresolved trauma to deal with, and until we internalize and resolve it, nothing in the external world will ever change, and in fact, will only get much worse. Abundance, joy, and freedom are the fruits of the spirit that need to be cultivated, and we need to do away with all this irrational fear. It is our natural state to live in abundance, especially in a world that provides so much. Scarcity is manufactured to feed the fear of lack. Our inability to understand our connection to nature and to each other perpetuates the suffering, and until we understand that when one human being suffers, we all suffer, then it will only get darker and the play will end as a tragedy. If, on the other hand, we do away with the erroneous belief in external authority, make a conscious effort to shift our perceptions into alignment with universal law, then nature will assist us in rewriting the ending of the script. In the end, nature holds the final card to play, and it is an ace. One of the biggest problems is egocentricity on a massive scale, which feeds the illusion of separation. We are individual consciousness, but we are also connected, and that connection has been severed in this narcissistic society. Moral relativism has become like a cancer spreading uncontrollably through society and has allowed evil to flourish. The behind-the-scenes power brokers are nothing like as powerful as they would like us to believe, and the only reason they have any power at all is because we give it away to them. Although their dark agenda pushes forward, they are afraid of human beings coming into a realization of the game we are playing and deciding to write a different ending to this bad theater production. That is why they are acting so desperately now. They are scrambling to put their one world order into place because they know that their time is short. In the end, I feel that it will be a colossal failure because it is so diametrically opposed to what it means to be human. Detach, observe, and reclaim your mind. Free your consciousness and walk in the fire of who you truly are. If we consciously work to resolve our inner trauma and become balanced, operating within a more holistic level of consciousness, then that will reflect in the external because the outer and the inner are deeply connected. Until that trauma is healed and that connection realized, we can never expect any sort of positive change in the world. It's time now to bring forth from within that which we prefer to experience and anchor the frequency of a self-realized human becoming. You see, the final curtain is about to fall on this tragedy, but we can write a new story of what it means to be human if we so choose to. Remember, what you are seeking is also seeking you. Walk in peace.